You know, like, who imposter syndrome? Who am I? Who do I think I am? I got some balls thinking that I'm going to do this thing. Hey, boobies. Welcome back to another episode of Staying Inspired with, as always, your host and hype woman, Amanda Yoa. I hope everyone had a beautiful weekend filled with all the things, all the Easter things, if you celebrate. I got a jam-packed episode today. We're going to be talking about the spiciest, which, I mean, at least I think it's spicy, hot off the gram topic. What's going on with this whole P. Diddy situation? I don't know. We're going to get into that. We're also going to get into a Let's Be Real segment of believing in your dreams, how to say it with your chest. Because you know what? I'm getting a little sick and tired. I'm going to call myself out. I'm a little sick and tired of my own bullshit, but I'm also sick and tired of seeing women have these wonderful hopes and dreams and aspirations and not speaking them out. So we're going to dig into that today. And then we're going to wrap it up with a little something, something, a little booby squad hotline from an anonymous caller. If you checked out my Instagram this week, you'll see the topic, but I guess you'll have to stick around to hear it and hear my response. So all the things. But let's dig in. I had a wonderful, wonderful Easter. I had all my family over. It was such a good time. It was probably the most family that I've had for a holiday since COVID. So that was really, really nice to have. And we started the weekend off. We went to Friday. My husband and my kids and I went to a Phillies game. Beautiful weather. We got some nice pictures. We sat right behind the Phillies dugout. If you don't know this by now, your girl's a huge Phillies fan. I grew up watching baseball all the time. My daughter loves it. So, you know, we're a baseball family here. We love it. And it was a good game. It sucks they lost, but, you know, what can you do? I'd rather have a hot Phillies team in October than a hot Phillies team in April. I'm just saying, for all you haters out there that were talking smack about my Phillies not doing well in their home opening, okay, that's my little piece of something, something for you. We'll see you in red October, all right? But we had a good time. As always, you know, the stadium food always hits, the popcorn. What's your favorite, like when you go to an event? You know, whether it's baseball, I feel like they all kind of have like the same food, right? Like baseball, football, basketball, soccer. They all kind of have like the same concession stand. Some people share the same, you know, like in Philly, the Flyers hockey and the Sixers basketball share the same stadium. So we all kind of have like the same food, right? But for me, like when I go to a baseball game, my must have is a hot dog. Must have. Hot dog with a little bit of mustard, with some relish, with some ketchup. That may be a little taboo. I'm a friend of mine, Casey, was like, you put ketchup on a hot dog? I'm like, yes, girl. You don't? I mean, are you really living unless you don't have ketchup and mustard on a hot dog? I'm not going to leave one out without the other, right? Like, what's mustard without ketchup? What's ketchup without mustard when it comes to having it on a hot dog? I like to have both. Now, that being said, if I'm having a hot dog that has sauerkraut on it, I'll just have mustard. But for the most part, I'm a mustard and ketchup kind of gal. But what's your favorite go-to food? Mine is hot dog. Now, that being said, I didn't have a hot dog. I don't know what got into me. I really don't. We got there. We were in line for the hot dogs. And like a wave of aroma just came right under my nose. Like, ooh. And I smelled a cheesesteak. And I was like, ooh, let's get a cheesesteak. And it really didn't hit. It didn't. And we paid an astronomical amount of money for it. Because, you know, stadium life, when you buy food at the stadium, I feel like you spend like $200, which is insane. So, yeah, I still am owed my first hot dog of the season. But we had a good time. Easter weekend was incredible with our family. We had a really great time. The kids had fun doing their Easter egg hunt. And it was just an all-around great weekend. And I hope you guys celebrate it. If you didn't, that's fine too. But, you know, now the kids are off for spring break. Our spring break over here is the week after Easter. So that being said, thoughts and prayers. you know, all you moms out there and dads listening, I'm sure you can relate. The snacks in this house are going before my very eyes, and I can't keep food in this house, and it's only Monday. Okay? So thoughts and prayers. I just said at one point, no, you're not getting another snack. I don't know where you're putting this food. It's an absolute, probably the best magic trick I've ever seen. The fact that you can eat so much and I don't know where it's all going. Right? So chill out with the snacks. So for all you other parents who are out there and your kids on spring break, thoughts and prayers are with you during this time. All right, let's jump into it. All right, hot off the gram, we got P. Diddy all up in the news, Homeland Security. Okay, let me just say this. First of all, if you haven't seen what's been going on, he is being accused of human trafficking and drugs. Okay. Now, I know there's ride or dies out there that will say someone is innocent until proven guilty. But let me just say, when you have Homeland Security knocking on your door, right? Better yet, when you have Homeland Security knocking down your door, they got a little something, something on you. Okay. They don't just take like leaps and jumps ahead of the game. They've planned this out for a while. Okay. So for those of you who are riding and dying for this man, just know it's most likely the truth. Okay. When Homeland Security gets involved, it's a big deal. When they're raiding your house, it's a big deal. And they most likely have all the information that they need to connect the dots to go in there and get whatever it is that they're looking for to complete their case. Okay. So that being said, Diddy's going away probably for a long time, but I think it's, you know, seeing all these celebrities coming out of the woodwork and, you know, contributing now and being more, first of all, I think a lot of the time, you know, what I've been seeing in social media is a lot of these interviews where, you know, these celebrities have spoken on what goes on in that house during those Diddy parties are now coming back and making a lot more sense. Okay. And Cat Williams was on a podcast not too long ago, and he laid it all out. And people were looking at him like, he's on drugs. Something's up with him. And I was like, you know what? I don't think he is. I think he's saying the truth for what it is, and people just can't handle it. And lo and behold, look what's happening. Right? And there's other celebrities that are coming out. I think Usher had said something. 50 Cent has said something, you know, on numerous occasions. I'm seeing past interviews of 50 Cent where he's mentioned Diddy multiple times in that light. So, you know, for me, it's just like, I don't know. First of all, it bothers me that some celebrities are now just coming out and speaking on it, because it's like, you've known, especially when it comes to the human trafficking part. Okay. I don't know if he's doing with children, women, it doesn't matter. To know that and have knowledge of that and to just keep your mouth shut, I don't know. I feel like you're a part of the problem. You're guilty by association, right? But for those of you who kept it real all along and have spoken out, and it's just the higher ups that haven't, you know, really done anything about it, then, you know, props to you. You were doing the right thing all along. Just nobody was listening. So now I'm wondering, like, what caused the tables to turn? What made Diddy come into light of being busted for all these things? He must have pissed somebody off in the world of the elite. And I do truly believe that there is going to be more to come. I think he's just the first of many that are going to fall. And I hope so. I hope so. Because, you know, you hear all these rumors, you can hear all these things about, you know, these secret societies. We'll leave them unnamed. And people just doing the most horrific things. And a lot of the time people just pass it up as bullshit or it's not true. And then, you know, things like this start coming light. People start getting busted. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe this is the truth. This is kind of crazy. And now you're telling me it's real. Well, then who else is involved? Stay tuned to find out. As soon as I find out, I'll let all of you know. But this guy has been, now I'm wondering, like, did he have something to do with Biggie being killed and Tupac? Let me find out. Okay. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts on that. Hop on over to this week's episode description and write your takeaways of this hot off the gram P. Diddy extravaganza that we got going on. And I hope they're going to have the court on TV so I can watch and keep abreast of what's going on and the specifics, because I want to know exactly what's been going on this whole time. Okay. Kind of disgusting. Revolting, if you will. All right.
Hey, boobies. If you don't know, now you know. We got a Booby Squad hotline. That's right. A place just for you to make your mark, to speak it with your chest and say how you feel. Ask us a question, tell us a story about what's been going down in your life, or give your opinion on a recent episode. Whatever it is, send it in, and who knows, maybe you will be a segment topic on the next episode. Click the link in this week's episode description or hop on over to my Instagram at amandayoa.official and click the link in my bio and throw it down. Can't wait to hear from you, boo. All right, now back to the episode.
Let's switch gears. Let's be real. Believing in your dreams, how to say it with your chest, okay? I brought this up because there was a time when I would be hesitant in sharing my hopes, my dreams, my visions, my goals for myself out loud, right? Like someone would ask me like, what's your vision for whatever it is that you're doing, or what's your end goal for whatever it is that you're, you know, that I was doing? And I would be like, and I would just feel like a tightness in my throat. Like I couldn't speak it out loud. And it kind of like was like, Amanda, what is going on here? And I found out that there was something behind it. So I wanted to bring this up today because I don't want any of you who are listening, who may have visions and dreams and goals and aspirations for yourself, to get in a room full of people and be hesitant to say those things out loud. I want you to have what you need to have to say it with your chest, to say it with gumption, with confidence and conviction that you know that you are the shit and you have a plan behind this vision, dream, goal, and aspiration, and you are going to get shit done. Okay. So here we go. Let's jump into it. We sometimes hesitate to say our dreams because, number one, we don't have the correct support. We don't have the people that are backing us in enabling these dreams and visions and goals and aspirations to come to light, to come to fruition, right? Or we set ourselves up for failure before even stepping in to accomplish a thing or even take the first step towards the thing. You know, like cue imposter syndrome. Who am I? Who do I think I am? I got some balls thinking that I'm going to do this thing. You know, imposter syndrome can really take us down a dark hole. So we don't have the correct support. We set ourselves up for failure before we even step in by thinking, you know, who am I? And maybe our visions and dreams go against societal norms. So we feel like weird and icky saying them out loud. I've been there, you know, coming from somebody who went from doing this, that, and the other and trying to get all her degrees in college to now saying, you know what? I'm going to be a podcast host and I'm going to be a known speaker around this world. And people are going to know who I am for how I bring my content and the way I host my events. It's going to be something that you've never experienced. And it's going to be an experience within itself. And people are going to be leaving that place feeling empowered, feeling entertained, feeling educated, and feeling like they can take the world by the balls and make it theirs. Okay. See how easy that was to come out of my mouth? But I've been there before. It wasn't so easy. And, you know, that was why, because it was so out of the box, out of the comfort zone. It was so what nobody around me was doing, right? So it's really hard to put yourself in that position of being able to say your goals and your dreams with conviction, with your chest, when you don't have these things in line. Okay, so how can we say our dreams with our chest? How can we express our visions for ourselves with confidence? Well, number one, find a community of support and create a plan, right? Whatever it is that you are doing or setting out to do, create and find a space. You don't have to create it, but you can find it. I mean, you can create it, but I would say look and find a community of people that are already doing the thing. And I know I've mentioned this before in probably other podcasts, but when you're setting out to accomplish a goal or to be able to say it with confidence, you know, a lot of the time when you first have it, it's like, okay, you have it, but you don't really have that plan, right? So it's kind of just like, oh, it's aloof. It's just, it's a dream. it becomes a dream at first, but then we start putting, you know, we start making a plan and putting it into action. And then it becomes an actual attainable goal. And one of those things is finding a community to support you. Find a community with people who are 3, 5, 7, 12 steps ahead of the game, who are already doing the thing that you are aspiring to do, right? Because that's where you are going to learn. And that's where you are going to receive the support that you need in order to do the thing. Because remember, you're doing yourself a huge disservice by speaking your goals and aspirations to people who haven't done anything like that, right? I mean, you can, and it's fine to share those things, but just be mindful of the reaction that you're going to get from people. Because a lot of the times that these goals and dreams that we have are out of the box, right? They're out of a lot of people's comfort zone. So you're doing yourself a disservice expecting you or that person who's already doing the thing that you're setting out to do from other people who haven't done really anything like that. So find a community that can adequately support you in that vision, who can give you the confidence that you sometimes don't need. I mean, let's be real, right? Like, you're not going to have the 100, your confidence ain't going to be on 100 when you're stepping into the game, okay? You have to learn it along the way. It's a building block process. And one of those ways that you build that confidence is finding that community of people who are already in the mix, who are already doing the thing, who can give you lived out wisdom to help you build that sense of confidence in whatever it is that you're setting out to do. Okay. So number one, find that community. Number two, whatever it is that you are doing, build your brand doing it. Okay. Build a brand. I don't care if you're selling pickles. I don't care if you're selling whatever it is that you're doing. If you're going to school for something, right? If you're going to be a dentist, I don't care, whatever it is, build a brand. Now you're probably like, man, I'm not going to need to build a brand in what I'm doing. What are you talking about? Sometimes you do need a brand, right? Like, for instance, myself, like I have my own brand, right? And that's how I stay in my lane of me exemplifying who I am in what I do, right? So you build your brand. This will build your confidence and allow you to show up and give yourself the permission to show up as who you are in what you do or what you're setting out to do, right? So we're now taking that imposter syndrome that we had and we're telling it to go kick rocks because we're saying to ourselves, we're going to do this and we're going to do this way and we're going to stand out in what we do rather than just fit in the masses, okay? So find a community of support and build your brand. Build your brand. Put a face and a name to whatever it is that you are doing and give yourself that confidence to know that it is okay to bring yourself and who you are, your beliefs, your character, your humor, whatever it is. Bring all of you to the table in whatever it is that you are doing. And number three is invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Courses, seminars, events, mentors, coaches, whatever it may be, classes. You know, maybe you do have to go back to school for whatever it is that you're doing. Whatever will foster growth and expansion in whatever it is that you are doing. Okay. You are always going to want to invest in yourself. I continuously invest in myself in many ways, shapes, and forms. And it can get tiring. And you can think, you might get to a point where you think to yourself, Jesus Christ, how much more money do I have to put out for this? But it will do you the greatest service that you will ever imagine when you continuously invest in yourself. Invest in yourself, invest in yourself. And some of these things are, you know, don't really require monetary. Like, you know, you can find seminars and courses online for free. So be frugal about it too. You know, you don't always have to shell out thousands of dollars. But a lot of the time, you know, if you really want to get the real like nuts and bolts of whatever it is that you're setting out to do, it will require an investment. And there are times where you have to say, you know what, I'm all in with this. This isn't a hobby. This is something that I want to do. So I need to invest in myself. So I can step my game up, so I can speak my dreams, have a plan, and speak my dreams, my visions, my goals, and aspirations with confidence so that when I am asked, What's your end goal with this? I'll know I already have a community of people behind me supporting me in this vision. I'm already working on myself and building my brand and whatever it is that I am doing so that I can build my confidence, build my self-worth, be able to use my voice. And I'm constantly investing in myself. I've done the courses. I've taken the seminars. I've gone to the events. I have the knowledge and the wisdom to be able to now step in and do the thing so that when someone asks you, you can say, yeah, you know what? My ultimate goal, my ultimate vision, my dream and my aspiration is to do this. Rather than if somebody asks you and you say, oh, well, you know, my goal is to, See the difference there? Let's get to it. So speak your dreams, speak your visions, your goals, your aspirations. Girlfriend, speak them with your chest. Speak them with your chest. And this is how you do it. Just a little something, something I want to drop on this lovely, what day of the week is it? I don't know. It's spring break and the kids got me going crazy.
Hey, guess what, goal friends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line. Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel, it's a whole anthem. Not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby. A statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood. Each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, you amplify a message, a commitment to yourself to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYoa.com. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode.
Before we wrap up, though, I got something that I got from my Booby Squad hotline. Now, this person did want to remain anonymous, and I don't blame them just in case their boss may be listening. Okay. Anonymous said, oh my God, Amanda, please help me with this. I accidentally sent a text talking smack about my boss to my boss. Oh my God. Now he's invited me to a career development meeting in 2 weeks. And I'm not sure what to do. If I should prepare my resume and pack up my desk or bring a heartfelt apology and his favorite bourbon. Help. Anonymous and possibly jobless. Girl, I love the way you ended that. And I'm not trying to live by your situation because none of us want to be jobless, you know? And I hope you didn't lose your job. I hope you're not listening to this now because, you know, it's been, I don't know if it's been 2 weeks yet since this happened to you, but I hope you didn't go into that meeting and they were like, pack your shit and leave. So this is what I'll say. And I did post this on Instagram and there was a lot of different things. Some people were like, own it. Like you said it, own it. Just be real and be like, yeah, you know what? I have an issue with you doing this, that, and the other, and maybe talk it out. And then who knows, maybe you'll be best buds at the end of the conversation. Some of you said, you know, act like you meant to send it to somebody else, or it was an accident, or someone said something like you were doing a TikTok trend to see his reaction. That one's kind of smart. I'm not going to lie. So if you didn't use that one yet, you know, that's a suggestion. You know, just say it was like a TikTok trend. Just wanted to see your reaction. So funny. I would never think those things about you. But yeah, you know, what would I do? Let's see. Well, you know, I thought it was a little funny that he's inviting you to a career development meeting in 2 weeks. It's almost as if he's giving you your own 2 weeks notice, but I could be overthinking that. Right? So let's not get ahead of ourselves. Maybe he really is calling you in to talk about things, right? Whatever it may be, I'm all about keeping it real. And that's probably, you know, that's a gamble. You're going to have to roll the dice. And this is the reason why I need to have more specifics and understand what kind of person your boss is. Like, are they easygoing? Are they understanding? or are they kind of like a dick and they're not, they're like a stickler and they have no sense of humor. You know, they're very by the books. Are they a miserable person? So it's kind of like, it's a gamble that you're taking. But I honestly would just own it and be like, you know what? I love, you can start off by saying, I love you. I love you. I love what you do for your employees and blah, 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 blah. But I also have an issue and these are them, right? Like you could say that and just keep it real. Just be like, you know what? I was in a moment of frustration. And I was just airing that grievance out to somebody that I knew and trusted. And your name was on my mind and I accidentally sent it to you by mistake. I'm really overwhelmed and I got a lot on my plate right now. And you really just pushed me to no return and just caused me to talk shit. And, you know, just maybe remind him that we're not perfect. And I'm pretty sure everybody in this world talks about somebody, especially when it comes to an employee and their boss relationship. I'm sure every employee has said something about their boss at one point in time. And, you know, technology just did its thing and put you in that situation. And, you know, it is what it is. And at the end of that conversation, maybe you two are having a, you know, clinking a glass of bourbon. And maybe at the end of that conversation, you are packing up your desk and looking for another job. Who knows? It's a gamble. But I say keep it real. You know, maybe putting it nicely now that the dust had settled, had time to settle, will give him or her a little bit of thinking to do, you know, about the things that you had said. It's constructive criticism and feedback. And I think every person in a, you know, corporate atmosphere, I don't know if it's a corporate atmosphere, I'm just guessing that it is, you know, but I think everybody has room for that, for hearing that. Especially when it comes to a boss, you know, with a bunch of employees. I think they should always be open to listening and learning and understanding and improving, right? So there you have it. That is what I suggest. Now, I'm just going to preface that by saying if you take this suggestion and make it your own, it is not my fault if you end up getting fired. Because you did at the end of the day said what you said and you sent it to him by mistake. So you got to live with that girl. But that's just what I would do. Okay. Or if you want to play it safe, you can do what someone else suggested on Instagram and be like, oh, you know what? It was a TikTok trend and you just fell right into my trap. And your response was hilarious. Thank you for playing. Do I still have to go to that career development thing in 2 weeks? And see what happens. I don't know. But there you have it. So there's a Booby Squad hotline from anonymous and possibly jobless. Let me know your take. Hop on over on Instagram and comment on this week's post and let me know what you would tell poor anonymous and possibly jobless, what he or she should do. But that's what I would do. And good luck to you, girlfriend, Booby. May the odds be up forever, ever in your favor. And, you know, make your LinkedIn account and look on Craigslist. Start looking now just in case, you know, you just want to have a plan. Have a plan so that you can speak your employment aspirations with your chest. Let's go. And until next time, you guys. Hop on over. If you want to be a part of our Booby Squad hotline, I want to hear from you. If you got a funny story, something that happened to you, maybe it was a crazy bachelorette weekend, birthday weekend with your girls, did so-and-so dump you? If you got a question and you want my support and the support of your fellow boobies, hop on over in Instagram, in my bio, click the link, and there's a little button that says ask a question, and I would love to hear from you. You can put your name or you can remain anonymous. It is up to you. All right, until next time, I love you all so, so much. Stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends. But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring the show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.